guys, this is Eric Young, and you're listening to Booking the Territory.
Hey, this is Ring of Honor Superstar Donovan Dijak, and you're listening to Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
This is the one-man gang. You're listening to Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast, where this week we are talking NWA WCW from March the 1st of 1986. And, well, Harper had a great weekend. Doc said he had a great weekend, too, shooting some basketball with his friends. But on the Harper first, man. Harper, how was your weekend, man? Wildcat Sports did it big.
That's right, man. Fucking badass. We had about 1,000 people.
Wow, in the Shamrock?
Yeah, I think it was like 900.
That's packed for that place, though.
Yeah, it is. And Sicaro's still the Revolution champion, and I hung out with Tracy Smothers and people from the some of my listeners came up to me. They're drunk as hell, but
Oh yeah. I saw one picture on Facebook. Chuck Gunter. I saw he posted a picture of you on the Mothership Facebook page that Brian Last runs from the 605 Super Podcast. So I did see that one. You had more than that?
That's the guy. He has a beard.
Chuck does have a beard. Yeah.
I think that was, he was drunk. He's like, "Hey man, I love listening to y'all on that podcast Between the Ropes." I was like, "You mean Booking the Territory?" He's like, "Yeah. That's it with fucking Mike."
Hey Chuck, how you doing, man? Thanks for hollering at Harper. Doc, how you doing, man? You all right?
That's just good to see that the old WWE can still spot a worker a mile away, huh?
You know,
I was right.
I gotta admit, you know, a couple months back when LeVar Ball was cutting promos on LeBron James and company. And talking about Lonzo Ball, his kid, Doc said, "That son of a bitch is doing wrestling better than wrestling does." And, well, I'm not watching Monday Night Raw right now. As a matter of fact, we're recording this on Monday night, June the 26th, 2017. But I got a little push notification on my WWE Network thing on my phone app today, and it said that LeVar Ball was going to be on Raw doing Miz TV tonight. So there you go, sports fans. You know, it's all a work, like we always say. But, Doc, you had anything else to say about that? Because that's all we're going to talk about Raw. You know how we don't talk about that nonsense no more.
He's a carny bastard, and he can get heat probably better than anybody on the roster. So I'm sure they'll probably have him win a belt tonight and then lose it right back so they can get him 50-50 and take away all his heat.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, shoot.
Hey. I got a big – but the question I want to know is this. It's great that Harper hung out with Tracy Smothers, but I just got to know, did we get an appearance from the Ether Bunny Saturday night?
No.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Hang up on that bastard. No, I'm just kidding. That's all right, Harper. I understand, you know, you don't have creative control like Hulk Hogan back in the day. And, yeah. Eventually we'll get you there. I'll talk to Luke, all right? I'll put in a call. I've known Luke a lot longer than you have, so I'll call him and we'll make sure the Ether Bunny makes an appearance at some point. I'll put in a good word for the Ether Bunny. Hey,
make
Harper.
It happen.
I will. You got any Tracy Smothers stories from this weekend, or those are too X-rated, you know, so to say?
He lost.
I didn't know if you were gonna tell the one about when you saw him get out the car and he was talking to you, but if you're not comfortable with that one, we'll leave it to the fans' imagination. Let's just say Tracy Smothers knows how to
episode.
Greet his friends. Patron episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Hey, well, who knows, man? We're gonna try to see if we get Tracy Smothers on the show. No promises. I did want to say, you know, Doc, we called for 5-star reviews, And the fans and the listeners are responding, because as of this recording, we are up to 95. If you want a bonus episode on the rise and fall, it looks like the rise and fall of WCW is going to win. If you want a bonus episode, get those five-star reviews in and put Doc to work, because he doesn't want to do it, but he's going to be forced to do it if we get 10 more five-star reviews. So pause the show right now and go give us a five-star review on iTunes and write some nice comments, because it is going to happen. Doc, you got any comments at that?
Well, I got plenty. First of all, we're not at 95. We're at 93. Two people gave us 4 stars.
We got 95 totals.
Yeah, but you said 5-star reviews, so we're at 93. So we still need 12 more 5-star reviews, because a couple of people can't get it right. Second of all, don't give us any reviews, because we give y'all enough as it is already. Hell, we cut a big, long-ass, juicy patron episode. We'll talk more about it later, but we cut one last weekend, man. It's two parts of patron. There's just too much BTT. Now, last, did you see the idiot on there that wrote the review that was saying that you guys need to fire me and bring in Bobby Blaze?
Tim Moretti is on it. And before you badmouth Tim, our BTT Hall of Famer, just remember, that's the dude that hooked you up with all the newfound wrestling libraries that you have.
Yeah, but let me break this down for you. If I'm gone, this podcast would never come out.
Okay.
I'm just saying that you would spend all your time trying to get Bobby and Harper to show up on time.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's no joke. Harper is 5 to 10 minutes late every week.
I'm a busy man.
I know. You got shit to do, right? That's why you can't go
For real.
Church.
That's right.
It is. Okay. Hey, CM Cepeda, thank you for the 5-star review. I appreciate it, Steve Franklin. All right. You see, I shouted you out, brother. So stay off my case.
Is that the one that you said gets on your nerves?
Nah, Chris is all right. He's cool.
Which one was it?
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't think I've said that about anybody.
So you think that these people... So Harper runs into a guy who thinks enough of our podcast to come up and speak to him, but didn't even know the name of the podcast, and you think that these people are going to do 5-star reviews and sign up for patronage?
Sure, they will. Okay.
The only thing they can do is drink, which at least I'll give them that.
Hey, that's a great thing. Before we get rolling into the show, since we've already BS for a good 7 minutes, I want to say thank you to Joe Stassi, as always, Old School Pro Wrestling Lives page on Facebook, and the ICW Outlaws of Pro Wrestling. Go check out his online wrestling communities. And while we're talking about Facebook, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click the Shop Now button, like the page, and click the Shop Now button, and purchase a couple of pro wrestling tees. I saw a couple of people purchase some t-shirts this week. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. They're always in stock on Pro Wrestling Tees, so check it out. Buy a couple of t-shirts and help support the show. It's a great way to support the show, and we would appreciate it. Okay, Doc, we had a couple of shout-outs and some really, really good ones based on last week's episode. Now,
what happened last week?
We got Bobby Blaze's top five women that he wanted to Harperize. Right. Now, at Raleigh Arnwine on Twitter, longtime listener of the flagship show and Smoky Mountain Wrestling podcast that we do on, you know, every Sunday night, he said, did anyone qualify their Missy pick as pre-Robert Fuller Missy? Mind you, it doesn't matter to me. I ain't scared. Just wondering, because I'd still strap a 2x4 to my ass from falling in post-Fuller, but others might not be as brave. Did I miss something? I didn't know that Fuller had a go with Missy. Is it just me? Doc's Googling it right now.
I can't help you there. What I was wondering is, Harper, would you nail Missy today so that if you did, you could go back in time and nail Missy then?
Harper?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Yes, put yourself just, there.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some people get scary about wrinkles.
Okay.
That's
messed up. All right. SV Padgham on Twitter says, I really enjoy both the BTT Maine and Smoky Mountain shows. You guys are a heap of fun to listen to, And then he went on to say, I canceled my subscription to that network from up north to help fund you guys patrons.
I like you already.
Patronly.
That's what I'm talking about.
I figure you entertain me a lot more.
That guy jumps ahead of that Moretti moron.
Tim, don't listen to him. He's playing heel. Jay Shiny also said he's a patron. He said, I've been mooching for about a month now, and I figured I would become a patron in between completing associate's degrees this morning. Keep up
Jesus
the good work.
Christ. How can he? who typed up the letter for him?
No one. And then lastly.
Is it on Twitter or letters or where are you getting this from?
That wasn't on Twitter. That was what he posted on the Patreon page. Couldn't see that. That's not public, what he posted. The last two aren't on Twitter. They're on the Patreon page.
What's that?
Okay. David DeRise on Facebook, Australian listener. He said, again, this week's WCW episode reveals an escalating sexually violent contempt Ronnie Garvin has for enhancement talent. How long before Garvin goes full John Wayne? I can't say the next word. He says, soon they'll find the violated corpse of jobbers buried under the floorboards at the Omni, and now the man has a truck. What kind of evil shit goes on in that thing? Man, Garvin does have some sexual contempt for these guys because he puts his nuts on their chin every week. And that's that. So, David, thank you very much. All right, Doc, you ready to get on WCW or what?
Which episode are we watching this week?
March 1st of 1986, asshole.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm glad I watched the right one.
I got a serious question, though. Harper, did you get to watch it?
I did.
Oh, good. So,
how long ago?
Just now.
Here's some inside stuff. I got a text about 4:15 p.m. Bruh, which episode are we doing tonight? I texted Doc. I'm so jealous. I remember when I could do that about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I miss those
Just
days.
Just do it.
It's hard to do when you got a bunch of fucking kids running around, man.
I have never, ever, not once, watched one of these Saturday nights from start to finish without interruption.
Really?
Not
yeah.
one. It's Smoky Mountain I can do because it's shorter and I can get it in after the kids' bedtime. But I have never watched one of these Saturday nights that we do all the way through without having to go, okay, I'll do that later and come back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it just kids, dude. They interrupt you. It's an impossible task to watch them all at one time. Most time it's like, all right, I'll catch the rest of it later. And that's that. All right. Before we get into it, I need to encourage everyone, go to our YouTube page. Here's the thing about YouTube lately. It's tinyurl.com/BTTYouTube, but here's the thing. I have been posting the Smoky Mountain full episodes a day earlier than they come out on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, all that good stuff. So it's kind of like a bonus deal. If you want to get the episode a day early, I upload it there. You can get it from there and listen and enjoy. So there you go. If you want to enjoy it a day early, go to our tinyurl.com/BTT YouTube page. I've done that for the last 2 weeks, and I'll continue to do so. So please check that out. All right, y'all. It's time for NWA. I'm glad you watched it, Harper. Doc, it sounds like
yeah,
you got through
too.
It, although it took a couple of chances. So let's get into it. Well, we start the episode. It's a recap of, I think they showed this last week, this like house show recap where
yeah.
Garvin appears to pin Rick. Didn't they show that last week, Harper?
They showed something. I think they did, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Looked like the same clip that they showed like later on in the show to me. But anyway, they show Garvin. He appears to defeat Rick. It wasn't that he defeated him. The time limit had gone to a draw, and Ronnie actually pinned him afterwards. Not sure, you know. Obviously, they did it to give the fans there a pop. But the people erupted when Ronnie appeared to have won. Did you catch that, Doc?
People were hot. They thought they just saw the title change hands.
Yeah.
They did. They popped ridiculously. And then as we get into it, Crockett and Schiavone also mention after they show that clip that Arn will face Ronnie Garvin for the TV title tonight. And holy shit, that should be a good one. Doc, any thoughts about the opening of the show?
Garvin is making Garvin's making a comeback in my mind. You know, we've been kind of lukewarm on him from time to time in Smoky Mountain and here, and I got to say he's on the upward. He's trending upward right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't say we've been like. I said really been hard on him.
I didn't say we were treating him like Tim Horner. I said.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I said we've been lukewarm on him.
That's a good way to put it. I agree. That's what I was about to say. Lukewarm is a good way to put it. So they throw us to immediately a promo with Ronnie Garvin. I am going to play it because I thought it was all right. So here's
is this
Ronnie
3 weeks? Is this 3 weeks in a row we got something good out of him on the stick?
He's been rolling. I mean, he ain't Ric Flair, but he's been rolling. So
yeah, he's been better.
Much better. Much better than what we saw end of December, early this year. So of 85,
it's like somebody finally explained to him that this shit goes out nationwide.
Here it is.
Oh, Ron Garvin, knock out the world heavyweight champion Ric Flair. Let's bring in Ron Garvin to talk to us today. Ron Garvin, you hear the response from the fans, your chance for the world TV title, one fall, 10 minutes.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bad dudes around, Tony. Especially one in particular, Arn Anderson. Everybody knows he's the world television champion. Now, he's doing a lot of bragging, and also he has an open contract. So, you know, when there's tough competition around, there's a lot of action, I like to be right in the middle of it. Well, Arn Anderson, we sign a contract. Open contract, I put my name on it. You're going to have to show me. So you're going to have to prove it to me. Now, you might be better than I am, but like I said, you're going to have to step in that square circle, and you're going to have to show me that you are the world television champion. You see, and if I was to beat you, that would make it right for me and Flair. You see, because Flair, I haven't forgotten you. You see, you're in the back of my mind. I see you all the time, and I know you're thinking about me, too. It might not be good, all the things you're thinking about, Ronnie Garvin, but I know you're thinking about me. You see, and by the way, I told you I was a truck driver.
Right.
Well, now I've become a carpenter. I'm doing some small jobs, you know, like repairing doors and cabinets and stuff like that, you know. I'm getting ready because, see, when I beat you, Ric Flair, it's going to be terrible to tell the people you got beat by a truck driver and a carpenter.
Ron Garvin, the man with the hands of stone today, going after that world TV title.
I think that's as effective as he can be without screaming and yelling like Rick does. But, Doc, I'll throw it to you first.
That shit was like going to see a band on a Friday night in Dallas, Texas. If this stupid sluts in the background don't want to shut the fuck up, then maybe they shouldn't come to the fucking matches or go see a band. Jesus Christ.
What are you talking about?
We want Slick Rick.
But even before that, you could hear fucking twats in the background fucking running their fucking mouths. Look, it's not every day we get a good Ronnie Garvin promo, so shut the fuck up so we can hear it.
Tony Schiavone should have said that to him.
Well, Dusty does later, so never. We'll wait on that.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's hold our horses because it's coming later on in this show.
But who says
shut the fuck up?
Ron Garvin is positioning himself as to be everything that Ric Flair's not, and he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, I thought so too. Harper, you had anything else?
I love when he says, "You have to prove to me that you're a champion."
Yep.
I thought that was really fucking good.
I like that one, and I like when he said, if there's action, I want to be in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's never going to give you the rah-rah speech, so to say, to me, like as you look back and as you watch him now, but he can be effective and just, you know.
Well, he better be. He's going to be the goddamn world champion in a year.
Hey! Spoiler! Goddamn!
Everyone that's listening to this show knows that Ron Garvin is a former NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
I'd say that's pretty accurate. Okay. Well, we go from that to Jimmy Valiant versus Bob Owens. And again, Jimmy Valiant is the babyface that did nothing but use heel tactics. Valiant gets the win when he drops his finisher, the elbow on Owens. Doc, anything for the match?
No.
Nah. he just kind of keeps making that yah 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 when he's got the guy like in a rest hole. He's like ah yah 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 yah. Yeah, it's the same thing. Just gets in the ring, you know, pokes a guy and just gets on him.
So I was going to play it, but I'm not going to. But I figured we'd do something new with Boogie's promos, even though we're not really playing them. Doc, how high is Jimmy on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being higher than giraffe pussy?
I was going to say, with 1 being me right now and 10 being Jimmy Valiant normally. Jesus Christ.
Do I need to play it?
There's a lot of, you also understand, if I'm remembering this one correctly, there's also, he's mixing in a lot of rock and roll lyrics too, I think. So that's going to sound more cosmic and weird for you than normal folks that listen to such
things.
The
World Championship Wrestling, and joining us right here at ringside.
Woo! I heard it through the grapevine. Yeah, baby, I just lose my mind, baby. You know something, people? I heard a rumor. Now, I ain't going nothing by no rumors, you understand? But I heard through the grapevine a little rumor that Paul Jones, the reason Paul Jones, the weasel, has imported all these fauners is to get rid of the boogie-woogie man. Huh? Well, I want to tell you something, baby. You can call your fauners. I'm talking about Baron von Raskai. I'm talking about the Barbarian, and I'm talking about Gijo Khan. I'm talking to you people. They call, Jones calls these boys the Terminator, for the Boogeyman. Well, Paul Jones, this well is not big enough for you, the Weasel, and the Boogeyman. Now, since you don't fight your own battles, I guess I'm just going to have to take it out on your bald-headed dicks.
Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. More action yet to come.
All right, in hindsight, maybe he's not as high as normal.
Nah, that's a 3.
Yeah. It started off, he started off high. I heard he it through the grapevine.
You know that's a song, right?
Yes.
And it's not the California Raisins, right?
Yeah. Okay, I do know that. Yes.
Okay.
But he started off.
I was going to say a 3 because he's always high. It's just how high.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, all right, anything
it's like
else before
if,
we move on?
Like asking if it's like asking if the Sandman's drunk.
Well, there you go. Speaking of the Sandman, I saw him this weekend too.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah.
Was he drunk?
How'd he do?
He was the Sandman.
That answers that question.
It was exactly what you would have expected from the Sandman.
Yeah. Did y'all pay rights fees for an Inner Sandman for that?
No. They fucking played his music twice.
Of course they did.
That's how long he was out there.
Allegedly.
That's a long entrance.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the old ECW entrances. That shit would play for 10 minutes before the match started. that's not really a new thing for him, but yeah. Okay. We go from Jimmy Valiant being at a 3 on the high scale to the Rock and Roll Express, and here it is. So let's hear what the Rock and Roll Express have to say. Remember, they are priming or getting ready for a match with where Corny's going to be in the cage above the ring.
Let's bring in right now the former World Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson and Ricky Boyd. There's an old saying, I guess, that's to catch a criminal, sometimes you got to act like one, and here you are with your tennis rackets. That we've seen you bring on TV many times.
You know, Tony, Jimmy Cornette's, he's kind of scared of Betty Lou because he's scared he's going to be 80 feet up in the air. You know something, ain't nothing his lawyers, nobody else can do about it. It's going to be signed, and Jimmy Cornette's going to be 2-on-2. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Rock and roll, we're going to derail his Midnight Express, Tony.
That's right, Tony. You know, time and time again, Jimmy Cornette's come out with this tennis racket. Once he hit me in the throat, I couldn't talk for 3 weeks.
I remember that.
He hit me across the back. I even blocked one time and broke 2 of my fingers. But Jimmy Cornette, every dog has got his day, baby. And yours is just right around the corner. Now, last week, Tony, Ric Flair came out here and said that he would like to slap Rick Morton's face. Well, Ric Flair, you better get Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, one to slap you and tell you what time of day it is. Now, he says he's a little bit rock and roll, right? Woo! But I'm a little bit slick myself. ROCK, rocking in the USA. Ow!
All right. Rock and Roll Express, and they are ready.
Ricky Morton. Doc, go ahead.
Did you notice that Ricky Morton's tennis racket said head on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was putting a, I was like, I wonder if that's a bat signal for rats.
Wow.
He's just, this is what I'm into tonight.
Wow.
Next week he'll come out, it'll say doggy.
I thought Ricky was finally, solid
finally,
there.
Finally, by the summertime, it'll just say ass to mouth.
That's nice.
We know it'll never say a mouth is a mouth, brah.
Well, hey, well.
Okay. Hopper, do you have anything from that one?
No, but I was thinking the same thing about the fucking tennis racket. I was like, it's his head. Is that a real fucking tennis company?
I think that is. Yes, I believe is that it? Is a. Yes, I think so.
Boy, I'd like to see what break time looks like at their company.
Hey, Harper, does that sound like a place you'd like to work? Head.
I would love to work there.
Yeah? Mm. What do you think happens with the secretaries in that place around noon?
They suck dick.
Dude, you know what's crazy about this discussion for the last minute? That's completely unrehearsed. Well, oh, God.
I like how the fact that we're supposed to be wrestling historians and all Harper and I can focus on is the yeah. oral nature of Rick Morton's tennis racket.
Womp, 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 oh, yeah.
I wonder how many people we run off due to language sometimes, though.
Fuck them.
Oh. None of them.
Okay.
We got. I've noticed a bunch of people on the Twitter that seem to be Christians, and even they put aside their God for about an hour and a half, twice a week. You know what that tells me? We're bigger than Jesus.
Oh, like, oh no, God! Oh, no. I'm not going there, dude. No, no, no. Okay, let's get back on track. Well, we go to the next match. It is Baron von Raschke.
Hey, hold on, hold
South.
On. I just did some
looking. Okay.
Talking about genius. Head Tennis Rackets, their website is head.com. How awesome is that?
How many times do people accidentally go there thinking they're going yeah. somewhere else?
God damn it, I don't want tennis rackets.
I want some head. Okay. Oh, boy. All right, well, we go to the next match. It is Baron von Raschke versus George South. I think at DenimFritz605 on Twitter is going to hate this, but the Baron wins with the claw and looks like a nut when doing so. Doc, anything from that match?
Which match?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Baron von Raschke and George South. I'm going to assume you and Harper, neither
no,
one of you.
I was just going to tell you, well, I had a note. I have a little bit. No, I'll watch this because I have a little bit of note about it and another match here in a minute together.
Okay. Are you going to give it now or later?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay. That's why I'm just asking. All right, Harper, you had anything from that one or no?
No.
Okay. Well, now we have a promo, and it is Arn Anderson coming up. So here is Arn cutting a promo.
I'll have to admit, Arn Anderson, you said that you would defend this world television title on TV each and every week. By golly, a man of your word, and you signed with Ron Garvin.
What do I have to do to prove myself, Tony Giovanni? I haven't signed nothing with Ronnie Garvin.
What do you mean?
All I did was lay out an open contract. He's the one that signed it, and I don't know whose idea it was. But I've came out here every week and defended this title like I said I would, as a man, as a champion. And now you're going to make me get on national television out here with Ronnie Garvin? Yeah, he's not a top contender. What he is the Charles Manson of the wrestling world. I look in Ronnie Garvin's eyes, and I don't see anybody there. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to get in the ring with that idiot, especially not on national television where my credibility's on the line. I don't know who's making me do this. But the fact is, it's already been signed, and I do have to do it. So I guess I'll have to make the best out of it. Is that correct?
This is one of the top contenders for
yeah,
Ric Flair.
Top contender in a lot of things. Top contender to go to prison. Top contender to murder somebody. Top contender to be a pervert. Anything. Okay, Ronnie Garvin, I'm stuck with it. I'm stuck with it. You got 10 minutes to come get this, but just remember, your credibility is on the line, and you're not going to knock me out. That one punch fluke that you happened to pull on my cousin, was just a fluke. That's all it was. You're a one-time lucky bum. It'll never happen again. So I'm going to get on here on national television,
right,
and I'm going to do just like I said I would. I'm going to beat Ronnie Garvin right in the middle of the ring. Lesson one starts today, Tony Jabal.
All right, you are the champion, the world television champion. Let's go to the ring.
Man, when okay, that's the third time I've heard it, but obviously years ago when I watched it, taking notes, and just now. When he said pervert, I lost it. And I lost it again. We all lost it again right there. Harper, go ahead.
He kind of is a pervert. He puts a dick in their faces.
It's starting to wonder if that was more inside than we knew.
Yeah, really.
Come on, man. That's not right. That's Ronnie Garvin, man.
It's true. Right?
Oh. I just was like, where? It's like, where did that line come from, Arn? Why are you calling
I like
him a
how,
pervert?
I like how Arn, though, was just like, this sucks. I don't want to do it. But you know what? He's got to beat me. Now I'm tough. Fuck him.
Yeah. Well, you mean he's awesome. A champion, so he's got to beat you. If he goes to a draw or you get DQ'd,
nothing.
You still hold the belt. So.
Just like recently in Smoky Mountain, Ron Garvin got the win over Dirty White Boy, but he got no belt.
Yeah, same concept. So, anything else, Doc, from that?
Just awesome promo, as usual, by the man.
Yeah, Arn is just that good. We go from the Arn promo to Ivan Koloff versus Rocky King. Ivan does get the victory. Doc, anything from that match?
This is my point. I thought Ivan and Baron and Rocky and George worked two pretty long matches here, put in some work. So while it wasn't like the greatest thing I'd ever seen, they all four worked hard, and good for them.
Yeah. Harper, you had anything?
Did you hear the guy in the background scream, let Rocky win?
Aw.
You know what's funny, man? The people in the studio are kind of unruly, man, in TBS.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it as a kid.
That's what happens when you let people in for free.
Yeah.
They're unruly. To the point you made, though, Doc, I mean, George South, you know, good enhancement talent, and Rocky King. I'm telling you, man, if you watch some of those worldwides, Rocky King was on a lot of those. And, I mean, I remember one a while back where he, you know, worked a 7-8 minute match with Ric Flair. And, I mean, obviously Rick retained the belt, but I mean, you know, Rocky was a solid talent, man. I mean, don't let that enhancement talent thing fool you into thinking that he just didn't know what he was doing. I mean, he was good. And if you look at him, he's one of the better ones as far as enhancement talent goes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I thought these matches were like the equivalent of a fourth and fifth starter in baseball. Innings eaters, you know, they're out there. And if they can give you 5 or 6 innings and you can get to the bullpen, they get a checkmark gold star for the day, and I think that's what they got. So there's nothing like spectacular. But when you put it in the context of the whole show, it worked.
Yeah, I got you. All right, we go from Rocky King and Ivan Koloff to J.J. Dillon and Tully Blanchard cutting a promo, and here it is.
There's a sign of success.
A sign of success? That's a sign of class, J.J. Dillon. When he became administrative director of Tully Blanchard Enterprises, the tuxedos went and got burned. And now, styling and profiling, brother.
I'm wearing shoes more expensive than your entire suit. But you know what really intrigues me is that Tully Blanchard Enterprises put the American Dream on notice approximately 3.5 weeks ago that the national title was no longer to be his, soon to be passed over to Tully Blanchard Enterprises and the commodity Tully Blanchard in particular. And the American Dream has now found himself in what is called a helpless and hopeless situation. Now you might ask me, what do I mean by a helpless and hopeless situation? A helpless and hopeless situation is when you rent the penthouse on a 10-story hotel and a fire starts on the first floor and you take that ladder and you drop it over the roof to escape and you climb down one rung at a time, you get to the bottom rung and you're still on the 6th floor. That's a helpless and hopeless situation, which is right where the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, finds himself at this point, since he's on notice He's out of rungs and he's out of time. And the next time that you see Tully Blanchard Enterprises before these cameras, I'm going to be out here not only sharp as a tack, but I'm going to be polishing a new championship belt.
You know, let's be realistic for just 1 minute. He came on TV 4 weeks ago and said, I said 6 weeks, James J., I underestimated my abilities. 4 weeks. I said, okay, I like pressure. Well, for 3 of those weeks, Dusty Rhodes, I haven't gotten the ring with you. So not a chance. Not a chance for you to lose it. Not a chance for me to win it. Not a chance for you to prove me a liar. And not a chance to prove me, you, not a champion. But Dusty Rhodes, the contracts are signed. This week, there are 2 matches. 2 different nights, you're in jeopardy, and you got a chance to shut me up forever, because I tell you what, Dusty Rhodes, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to pin me and prove that I couldn't get the job done in the 4 weeks. But Dusty Rhodes, if the shoe goes on the other foot, and you don't get that job done, and I walk out here next week with the National Heavyweight Championship belt instead of with my head down, Dusty Rhodes, I will have dealt with the dealer. Ha ha! Like no man has ever done. I will put you back in your place, and you and Baby Doll, go try to spend some of that money that you're not going to have anymore. Because Dusty Rhodes, when I'm the National Heavyweight Champion, JJ and I are going to be jet riding, limo riding, anything we want, 5 women on each arm, 10 women, whatever we want. Because I know how to treat somebody when I'm the champion. And Dusty Rhodes, I don't have to wear blue jeans and cowboy boots and ride a horse, brother. And I'm from Texas, too, and I know how to live. The Texas rich are the richest people in the world. The Texas lifestyle is the best. James J. is getting into the Texas style. Dusty Rhodes, next week, I'm either going to be on top of the world or under the heat. It's all up to you.
See that? All silk made in Italy. Eat your heart out.
James J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, living the good life. Let's go to the ring.
Harper, I'll throw it to you first.
Hey, he's still, the ACL's doing this Ric Flair impersonation, huh?
Yeah, limousine riding, jet flying.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
And that, yeah. And that deal with JJ was talking about climbing down the fucking fire escape, and I was like, no, what? What?
That's what I did that too. What? Yeah. Oh, Doc, what you have?
I'm over here being Texas rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, okay. Tully's right. It's great.
Okay, yeah, you're rich, huh?
So we like to say these days, wrestling fans like to hijack shows, but that's 100% what's going on here.
Oh yeah,
it's like some these pieces of coos slid out of a bar at 4 a.m. They showed up at the Techwood Studios for the taping of this at 8 a.m. still drunk and hoping to get a piece of the Nature Boy before they go home and sleep it off.
I was gonna save this for when Dusty comes out, but so would y'all agree that this has been a pattern? I mean, with the first, you know, 4 or 5 promos in the show?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I think as this is happening, like the talent, whether it's Tully, Arn, Rock and Roll, whoever, they're going to the back and they're going,
God,
goddamn people. Yeah, they're going,
like, I'll put it into this.
That, yeah, you go. That's where I was going. So I don't want to spoil it, but if you've seen this already, obviously you know what we're going to talk about here. Yeah, I guarantee you, because that's what guys do. I mean, I know all I was a low-life independent wrestler, but the first thing you do, especially if you want an early match, is you walk to the back, you're like, hey, them goddamn people, then you just start, you know, fussing about whatever you don't like about what they're doing. And it kind of gives a heads up to whoever's coming after you what's going on.
Guys,
so
guys walk back in the dugout and tell him what the pitcher's got, what kind of stuff he's got that night. I got it.
Same shit. Yep, there you go. So I agree. I think that's what happened. And that's why Dusty just lost it whenever we get to his. So you'll hear it in a few. But anything else, Doc?
I actually like the fire escape analogy.
Really?
I thought it was okay. It kind of was like, I'm interested to see what happens, and I realize I could look ahead. But they've said they're taking that belt from Dusty, so somebody's either going to lose that belt or be a liar, so I'm interested to see what they do.
You know, You talking about looking ahead. I get this question all the time on Twitter. Not question, but I get people who point out certain things to me. And they go, oh, just wait till you get to such and such. Oh, you didn't remember. I'm like, dude, I ain't watched this in 31 years. I don't remember every detail. So while we sit there and watch it and go, yeah, I remember watching that, I ain't seen it in 30, you know. It's hard to remember, like,
hey,
specific
let me tell you something.
When.
I've never taken a chair shot to the head. And y'all were trying to all get me to do my impersonation of Bobby Blaze last week. It had been a week since I did that. I had no idea what y'all were talking about on the air last week. I kept going, I'm not doing it. I had no idea what y'all wanted me to do. It had been 1 week, no chair shots. Imagine the hell that Mike's brain is.
Okay.
Moving it took on. Iceman telling him to get his hands up so that he quit taking scrambled egg chair shots for years.
Okay. Thanks, Doc. I appreciate your concern. The next match, the next match is Barbarian versus Tony Zane. Barbarian wins the match with no problem. And we go from that to Ivan Koloff is out there. And I'm going to play Ivan's part. And I'm stopping when Nikita starts because I don't want to listen to that. So here we
go. Good job.
Yeah, here we go.
That is the trophy indicative of the world six-man tag team champions held by Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, and, of course, Crusher Khrushchev, who's still recuperating from an injury.
You know, Jim Cornette, many times you come out here and you fail to mention that we are also world champions, world six-man tag team champions, along with Crusher Khrushchev. Yes. And now these road warriors are going, and they're saying they're going out to get the World Tag Team titles away from the Midnight Express. I guess they've had enough of the Koloff family. Enough of night after night, we leave them laying in the middle of the ring. Yes, we are better than you road warriors, but it is not over. At any time, we could go and take the World Tag Team titles also. But we got unfinished business, like contracts in Charlotte, North Carolina, Canton, and in Wheeling, and in many other parts that we got signed against you road warriors. And we're going to settle this the hard way, I guess, because you Americans are very stubborn, so we have to put you out of wrestling. But gladly, we'll do this. Now being such an important time for tag teams to show their strength because of Jim Crockett Memorial Cup Tag Team Tournament, we are going to show that we are worthy of $1 million. Yes, and Magnum TA, you cheap coward, like I've been saying all along, attacking Nikita from behind. But no, you don't sign contract to wrestle Nephew Nikita on television for United States Heavyweight title because you are afraid, Magnum T.A. Let us see this.
Olalama, is a fortunate for this Magnum T.A. again. Oh, he's a friend. Come to help him. Yeah. If that is an American dream, this is garbage.
I can't.
Fuck that shit.
For the people listening to us, they show Magnum and Nikita getting
whatever,
you know, right?
Getting
whenever
it on.
He talks, it's like my fucking ears are getting raped.
Jeez. You don't have to
fucking stand it.
You don't have to explain it. He just told us what happened. Didn't you hear it? It's like, blah, 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 blah.
I'm Magnum T.A. That's the
and here's the thing. For being green as baby shit and grass, Nikita was fine in the ring for that time. It was just don't talk.
I said it last week or maybe the week before. You don't realize it when you're 10, 11, 12 watching it, but once you watch it when you're older, you're going, you question and go, damn, why didn't they just have Ivan talk for him all the time? Because Ivan has climbed
fantastic.
Up my list of one of the most underrated talkers of all time.
Yeah, I would agree.
And he's always spot on with these promos. His cadence, I mean, he's just
on it.
He
raises his voice, the inflection. He called him a cheap coward. I don't know, he just has good word selection, too, that sound good coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, he paces his promos well. It's just it goes back to that thing, man. He's like even today.
I know he's not Russian.
It
doesn't come through here, but he makes real nice eye contact with the camera that just lets you know that he's fucking intense.
Well, and here's the thing too. All right, Harper, you know he's not Russian now. Doc,
right.
You know he's not Russian.
He was
but
Canadian.
When you watch
wasn't
this, well, what I was gonna say was when you watch it right now,
he's Russian.
Yeah, it's he still comes across as a Russian.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm with it. So, you know, I thought real good. Anything else, Doc?
No.
No? Okay. Any Harper, you got anything else?
No.
Okay, I'm going to ask this of you, Doc. The next match is Magnum versus Randy Mulkey.
20.
What? 20 what?
20 seconds.
I thought I counted 27. Did I miss
counting? You're counting from the bell. You're counting from the bell, though. You can't count from the bell because they jack around a few seconds after the bell in this thing. I'm talking about from when Randy Pee Wee Anderson kind of gave them both the let's go. It was 20 seconds.
So,
because I thought that too. I was like, the bell rang, but then they're not doing anything. He's still like taking off his jacket or some shit. I'm like, well, that don't count.
Yeah, I counted from the bell. So 27 seconds. There you go. Yeah, Harper, 20. You got anything else? 20 seconds. Harper, you got anything?
I just thought that guy reminded me of Lil Nate, his opponent.
Mulkey?
Yeah, with the blonde hair.
You mean like Robinson? Charles Robinson?
Right.
Harper, were you drinking while you were watching this?
He looked just like him, the little fucking guy with the blonde hair.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, yes, yes. I don't see it, but we'll let the listeners tell us. Do you see it? Did you see Lil Nate when Mulkey? So there you go. Yeah. All right. Doc, anything else?
No. 20 seconds. We've talked about it longer than the match went.
Sure to hell have. Ric Flair is up next. Here it is.
It's World Championship Wrestling, and we have the World Heavyweight Champion, Nature Boy Ric Flair, with us on this Saturday.
Oh, my. Can you imagine the rush the female population of the world gets when the World's Heavyweight Wrestling Champion walks out on national television? Oh, girls. Check this out right here, huh? Woo, what a man. That's right. Your World's Heavyweight Champion. And you know what, David Crockett? You got a lot of nerve calling a punk kid in a motorcycle jacket the boss when the world champion hasn't even been on the program yet. Because let's face it, when you make in excess of $1 million a year, when you ride nothing but long limousines, you fly around in your own Gulfstream, huh? You got the biggest house on the biggest hill on the biggest side of town, and you got any woman in the world you want. Just like that. Woo! Then there's not much else, right? Now, Ronnie Garvin, 90 minutes, 1 hour, 2 days, it makes no difference. I used to pride my fact on every woman in the world calling me, woo, a 60-minute man. Well, I can go 90 minutes just as easy as I can go 60. Dusty Rhodes, you're walking around now on false pretenses, trying to convince the whole world that you should be the world's heavyweight champion. But the bottom line on this whole thing is, when I slide out of this, there is only one, and I am, whether you like it or not, the world's heavyweight wrestling champion. Look at all the magazines, talk to all the authorities, they all know, woo, when my jet airplane lands, numero uno gets off and walks the red carpet. You know, Tony, there's an example of a championship caliber athlete. Then you talk about the Midnight Express eating Condry and my buddy Jim Cornette. Now you're talking about champions. You're talking about Paul Jones and his stable, Rashke, the Koloffs. Now you're talking about men. Who did the Road Warriors ever beat, huh? Now, one final word. Ricky Morton, don't you ever think that on your biggest day, you're ready for any of this, Daddy. Woo! This is what's, that's right. You want to know, girls, what's causing all that? That's called total relaxation, 24 hours a day. Tear him up, JJ!
All right, the world champion, Ric Flair, let's go to the ring.
Doc, that's your idol. I'll let you chime in.
Just an outstanding promo all the way around. Telling you he can fuck for 60 minutes or fight for 90. What do you want?
I didn't expect anything else from you. Harper, what about you?
I think out of all the robes that he has, that's the one I like the least. It fucking
the green?
Like big, the green and that fucking furry shit. That he fucking, it was like Big Bird or something. I didn't like it.
It is kind of furry, yeah.
I love that line where he says, you want to call a punk in a motorcycle jacket the boss? I like that.
I love when Harper pulls out obscure things from the promos. Oh, boy. Hey, Rick was on it, man. I mean, you know. Hey, let me ask this question to both of you. He was out there for over 3 minutes. Did it seem like that?
No.
No.
Because he's not stumbling through nothing.
Right.
He's just conversation, just letting it flow. He went from Ronnie Garvin, which I thought was good. This is one thing I caught. He went from Garvin because of what's been going on with him and Garvin to Dusty because they haven't announced this yet, but it's coming up. Him and Dusty are going to wrestle at the Crockett Cup in a singles match. So I thought like that was planting the seeds of him and Dusty for a couple weeks at the Crockett Cup because there was a world title match on that card. It was one of two singles matches. So I like that part of it. Something that, you know, as I watched back, I caught. Anyway, anything else, Doc, before I move on?
No, we haven't seen the last of Slick Rick.
No.
We got Tully Blanchard coming up next versus Bill Tabb. Tully hits Bill Tabb with a slingshot suplex and an elbow and gets the win on him. Doc, anything for the match?
Yeah, did it look like to me that Tully slapped Bill Tabb and Bill Tabb didn't appreciate it too much?
Harper's the expert on white on black crime.
God.
TBS Saturday night. Harper, did you catch anything? I didn't see that, Doc.
No.
I didn't catch it.
Tully slapped him, and Bill Tabb was like, look, this shit's a work, but you ain't slapping me.
Did you write down the minute mark?
No, I didn't. But then Tully won in commercial and then had to do it again. Did you notice that?
No.
When he did the slingshot, they were already talking about, well, he's doing it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. I don't know why they just wouldn't edit it and just, well, who knows? It was a lot different back then.
They misspelled Ric Flair last week.
That's true. That's true, too. All right, anything else, Doc?
No.
All right, so Dusty's coming out. Here we go. This is great.
I know what he's trying to do, psych you out, but no one's ever been able to do that before.
I tell you, he's a master of psyching somebody else, giving people 1 week, talking about Dustin Rhodes, give me 1 week. Nobody tells me to give me 1 week or anything I do anywhere, anywhere around the country. What I'm doing, Ric Flair comes out here, and on Sunday comes out in front of all these people here and entertains them like he just nobody's business. Comes out here, what's causing all this? Talk about riding Space Mountain, talking about what kind of man he is, talking about everything but him beating Ronnie Garvin. That's the only thing he ain't talking about. He ain't talking about Ronnie Garvin knocking him out with one punch. He ain't talking about Dustin Rhodes putting a figure four on him, laying down. He just talking about things, about jewelry, about everything. Whatever, if you don't want to hear it, get your fat ass, get out of here. If you don't want to hear it. Yeah, that's good. Excuse me, Tommy, you might have to edit that just a little bit. Anyway, you know, I get just a little flustered sometimes. So, Ric Flair, you get ready for it. Tully Blanchard, you get ready for it. And Arn Anderson, I'm going to break your leg like I did your cousins before it's all over. You can have it. It's ready. It's time. It's going to happen, baby.
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream with Baby Doll. We are coming right.
Boy, Harper, Dusty was pissed.
That was great.
That was awesome.
I would love to for the camera to go to the crowd during that promo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
to catch the reaction.
He was talking to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and catch the reaction of, because, I mean, you know, there's only 150 people in there at most.
Yeah.
To catch the reaction of the person that he told to, you don't want to hear, get your fat ass out. Yeah. Doc, you got anything?
Am I the only one that thinks it's a little weird that Dusty is telling people to shut their fat asses up?
Come on.
No. Come on, man. Dusty's a common man. So what?
He's a little thick.
Yeah, he's just a little thick.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah, that's all it is.
Whatever,
okay.
Whatever you guys say.
We told the people we wouldn't hold back on the Jim Cornette promo, so Corny's out here, and God, he doesn't shut up. Corny just yaps, so here it is.
Back with you, World Championship Wrestling, Jim Cornette, manager of the Midnight Express.
Do you think I'm a complete idiot, Tony Schiavone? Do you think I'm a moron? I saw the Rock and Roll Express out here earlier carrying tennis rackets around. There was obviously something in the tennis racket that Ricky Morton was carrying. It was a big old square thing. I saw it. He hit it on the disc. It made all kind of loud noise. Let me tell you something, Rock and Roll. Get away from it, Tony, for the last time. Let me tell you something, Rock and Roll. You and Dusty Rhodes and Jim Crockett Promotions and everybody else around here are involved in the biggest conspiracy against somebody since Watergate, trying to cover everything up. But I know the facts. You got Dusty Rhodes to give you that cage, Betty Lou, to try to put me in like some kind of monkey, like a parakeet, like an animal, hang me 100 feet up in the air over the ring where I might get killed in 8 seconds. Then you come out here with tennis rackets, you're carrying those around. The NWA wants to ban my tennis racket, even though all I do is gesture with it. But they come out on television to try to beat my men's brains out with tennis rackets with obviously something in it, and nothing's done. Dusty Rhodes, I'm sure he's going to love to see my neck in a sling because he's the one who gave the Rock and Roll Express the daggum cage in the first place. And everybody wants to beat on a man when he's on the top of the world. Just like the Nature Boy Ric Flair came out here and he was standing here and he looked better than any single human being in the world could possibly look. He had $35,000 around his waist and these idiots were booing him because he's the best. He's a success. And I am a success because I'm manager of the year and I manage the World Tag Team Champions, whether you idiots like it or not. And so everybody's down on me because I'm a success. Because you people out there are nothing but a bunch of failures in life. That's all you are and that's all you ever will be. And you're jealous of me. You're jealous of my men. You're jealous of Flair. And you're just plain jealous. I am not going to get in that cage, Tony Schiavone. The Rock and Roll Express are trying, still trying to make sure that Mama can't do nothing to help me. But she's told me if it takes till the last second before that door slams shut, I will get a reprieve in the form of some kind of injunction from her attorneys where they will not hoist me 100 feet up in the ring. And I'll tell you one thing more, Rock and Roll. You better lose those tennis rackets and lose them fast because I'm the only one with a right to carry that. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you now the greatest tag team in professional wrestling history. Loverboy.
I turned it down because, you know, it's the terrible music is coming that is not the Midnight Express. But I love Corny. I want to say one thing. I love Corny saying all he does with his racket is gesture with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, awesome.
That was
yes,
funny.
Because you know good and goddamn well all he does is cheat with that thing, and that's all he's ever
yes.
done. So just like a great heel, he looks straight into the camera and tells a bold-faced lie. And he's like matter of fact with it. Yeah. Oh, I never. You know, all I do is gesture with it. I thought that was great. But I'll let go ahead, Doc.
Paul,
what you
well,
got?
What's that?
You know, you have a lot of ideas for patron episodes. But have you ever thought about us just sitting around and listening to Corny promos and laughing?
That'd be cool.
That would be that would that's actually a really good one. Yeah. I mean, we could do that. Well, what you should do.
Seems like he'd be doing all the work, and we could just sit there and, you know,
and
collect the money.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's funny is that's actually what we kind of did with the Buddy Landell patron episode. If you think about it,
Buddy handled all the heavy lifting right there that night.
Yeah,
he wasn't no show Boudreaux on that one.
No, no. Man, and look, if you are not a patron, I'm going to tell you right now, please consider becoming one, because the Buddy Landell patron episode that we just dropped, part one this week, if you go to tinyurl.com/BTTpatron, you can sign up for as little as $2 a month, become a patron. You get access to all of the patron episodes, but the Buddy patron episode that we cut, where it's Buddy and we got a couple of sound clips from when Buddy was being interviewed by Colt Cabana, it was gold. He said so many great things. When I was busting Baby Doll's guts out, he claimed he was busting Baby Doll's guts out. Right before that, Doc, remember when he said, now, Baby Doll and I had a special relationship. Now, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing. And then he talks about busting her guts out not even 90 seconds later. If you're not a patron, man, consider becoming one, and you can get access to that. But, Doc, I didn't mean to get sidetracked, but go ahead. What do you got from Corny? Because that is a good idea to do with Corny. Just play a bunch of Corny promos and then react. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's pissed off at everything. It's great. And they got the belts. He's on top of the world, but he's still trying to avoid his comeuppance and Betty Lou, which is kind of ridiculous sounding. But anyway, yeah, he's mad and he's fighting things, and Mama Cornette's gonna have to get involved and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Harper, what about you?
Yeah, I love when he said that about the whole, you know, he just fucking jesters with his goddamn.
I came unglued watching that by myself. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, that's awesome.
What was the original reason for it? Why did he come out with it?
Come out with what?
With the tennis racket. Like, what was his...
Originally?
Yeah.
He was a rich boy. It was like he was a rich boy who would play tennis at the country club.
Oh, but no, okay.
He answered that on one of the drive-thrus a while back, too. Like, what... Like, the specific reason why... Was that it, Doc? I didn't remember that being the reason.
I thought so.
Okay. I mean, I'm just not remembering it, but... Yeah, I thought it was a fabulous gimmick. I mean, you know,
we got a lot of.
The thing about the racket is that thing, that damn cover. It's brilliant because not just that, it sounds off when it hits somebody's back. And even if you hit somebody in the head, if it's not quote unquote loaded, because he did say it was loaded a few times. When he knew he wasn't going to crack anybody with it in the head. If you hit somebody in the head with it and you catch them right with just the strings of it, that shit can look pretty damn vicious. And in a fan's mind, they're like, oh, it's loaded, it's loaded, it's loaded. And, you know, it was a great gimmick. I mean, it was great for him to use it. Jesus. So, I don't know. I loved it. I mean, I hated it as a kid. Like, that son of a bitch.
And it makes that sound with the leather.
How many times have we heard it in Smoky Mountain when he cracks somebody across the back with it?
Yeah.
And it sounds off on their hydrated back, Harper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Doc, from Corny right there?
We're on a pretty good string of pretty good promos here tonight.
Yeah, it's rolling tonight. I agree. Corny introduced the Midnight Express. They're going to face Paul Garner and Alan Martin here. Cornette is on commentary, so the only notes I had was Cornette mentions his personal friend Richard Simmons on commentary during the match. And in a couple of weeks on our Smoky Mountain show, he mentions Richard Simmons again as he's sweating to the oldies. So that's just a little bit of a teaser on an upcoming Smoky Mountain show that'll drop in a few weeks. Bobby Eaton, during the course of the match, he did all kind of stuff. He nailed a top rope leg drop, a missile drop kick, and a knee drop off the top rope. He did all of that in this match in 1986, which, holy crap. They finally win the match when Dennis Condrey uses what most people know as today's Miz's finisher today. But, Doc, Harper, let me throw it to you first. Did you have any thoughts about the match?
I just didn't understand why they didn't go for the pin.
They punished him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it was about. I mean, I understood that. They punished him. That was the whole deal there.
Or what you don't know is if, like, somebody pulled a Buddy Landell and didn't show up and they had to go along.
Oh.
I don't know if
that I don't know.
It. I just all think I they know wanted is to punish him.
Eaton was flying all over that studio.
You don't think of Bobby Eaton as like a high flyer of like, you know, but man, he did a top rope leg drop, missile drop kick, knee drop. I was like, God damn, Bobby, you just doing some flying.
And then they started that shit where they would crawl them over to their partner and let them tag.
Yeah.
You come in and get some. That was a dominant performance by the Midnight Express.
Agreed. Against an inferior team, which I don't know, would make you hate them more because it's like, okay, they're out there showing off. They're scoreboard now.
Absolutely. They yeah. were really good. I thought that was a really good performance by them to get them over like that.
Yeah, they were out there scoreboarding. That's what it fall down to. All right, after the match, Shivani and Crockett, little Mike at 11, 12 years old went apeshit this moment as a kid because they announced that the Crockett Cup is going to be in the Superdome in New Orleans. And my first reaction was, Mama, I want to go.
Yeah.
God, luckily, we ain't going to wrestling.
Luckily, my Uncle Joe, who I would be by his house to watch these because they had cable, and that's the only way I would ever get to see these when I was over there, you know, 2-3 times a month on a Saturday. And like Doc used to say, Doc used to tell his mom and dad, come get me after 7:05. I would be the same way. Mom, don't pick me up until after 7 o'clock. I found out they were going to be in a dome, and I knew my uncle was a super-duper fan, you know, Mark as they call it back then. And I was like, Uncle Joe, can you take me? We got to go. We got to go. And yeah. My fate was sealed. I ended up luckily going to the Crockett Cup that night. Anyway, that's
how
all
much
I had.
Was it?
I don't know, man. I mean, I didn't pay for it, Harper. Couldn't tell you.
I was – we even still had the ticket stub?
Nah, I don't have it.
Katrina.
Yeah, just
no, I just – I don't – I never remember.
These assholes.
I don't remember having it. I just don't remember keeping it. I don't ever remember having that stub.
I wonder why they couldn't get it in Charlotte.
Watts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was something to do with Watts and them co-promoting it, I bet. And I bet Watts took Crockett to the cleaners on that one.
Yeah, because, well, if you remember, they held a press conference about it, too, and where Watts was, you know, they announced it, and Watts was up there talking about the tournament, and yeah. They ended up, I mean, not only that, but, like, the talent that they used, too, like, right now, we'll get into this in a couple weeks, but, like, the Fantastics were on the card, and at the time, they were working for Watts UWF. I think the Sheepherders also were working for the UWF. They're on it. There's tons of UWF talent that ended up being on this card, and there's a singles match with Dick Slater and, I think I told y'all this, Duggan. Again, that was directly what was going on with the UWF at the time. So, yeah, there you go. There's a. Would you say, Doc, you think he took him to the cleaners?
I just see stuff on.
We haven't had this discussion about Cowboy Bill Watts, and God bless him. I mean, I don't know him, never met the man. Watts made a fortune on Mid-South Wrestling and then made another fortune when he sold the UWF to Crockett. He double dipped. We've had this discussion offline. Did he not double dip?
How come he's the only guy that can be an out and out racist and you give him a pass?
Yeah.
I don't know, Watts. I mean, why would you say that? I don't know the man.
You didn't know Hitler, but are you for him?
Oh, come on. Okay, moving right along. The Rock and Roll Express with their tennis rackets, they go up against Bill Mahlke and Mike Simonte. Rock and Roll Express win with the double drop kick. Doc, anything from that match?
No, it's a good little match, quick.
Yep. Harper, you?
Do I notice the freaking baby crying in the background during this match?
See, that's the difference between people with kids and people without kids, because I can tune that shit out if it's in the same room, if it's in the same house, if it's on TV. When you're a dad, you can go 1,000 yards there and tune that shit out. When I was single, that would have been the only thing I heard. Before I had kids, that would have been the only thing I heard on TV. But once you have kids, you get the old man thing where you can fucking just think about dirty thoughts and some naked broads and shit and tune out your kids' cartoons, their problems, their lives, everything.
Okay, Docford, Father of the Year, right here, Harper. I didn't catch the kid crying.
Oh God, man,
it distracted.
I mean, when you don't have kids and a kid starts crying, all you can think about is wanting to curb stomp that kid.
That's nice.
That's real classy.
Just teeth just rolling down the street like Chiclets everywhere. I get it, but once
you
have kids,
stop.
But once you have kids, you can drown. You can just forget it and. You drink a lot to help you kind of drown it out.
I need a soundbite, and I was supposed to save this. Somebody sent this to me a few weeks back. I need this soundbite of when Gorilla Monsoon used to go, "Will you stop it?
Will you stop?" Yeah.
You just said all you can think about is curb stomping that kid. Damn.
Not that kid. Just kids in general.
Oh, well, that makes it right. Okay.
Not a kid. All right. Just. Kids.
Hey, Harper, anything else from the match?
It was, Rock and Roll Express match.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We go from that to Magnum TA. He's going to cut a quick promo for us right here. So here's Magnum after the Rock and Roll get the victory.
There's the belt. U.S. Heavyweight Champion. He still has it. Magnum TA.
Well, I want to direct all this to Nikita Koloff. You know, Nikita, I'm just as proud to be an American as you are to be a Russian, but it's something that makes us a little different. Now, you can make all the threats you want from way across the water, from somewhere far, far away. But when you come up front, come right in your own backyard and tell us Americans you're going to take something away from us, then you're going to bring out the fight in us. Now, I've listened to your talk about the Kremlin's orders to take the U.S. Heavyweight Championship just about as long as I can stomach it. Now, I called you out right here on television last week. And what did you do? You didn't jump. You didn't come after me. You didn't do anything, but I jumped because I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of hearing all this idle talk. It's time for this battle to get going. It's time for us to sell this issue once and for all. Now, you're a real tough man. I've seen you out here. You like to finish off the opponents after your Uncle Ivan's already got them beat half to death. Well, you're nothing but a big, tough bully that likes to pick on people, and I'm not the man that's going to run away from you.
It froze. That ain't me.
Oh, no.
Spectrum.
Fucking network, too.
It does.
Well, I can tell you, I can speak to it, so just shut it down and let me go. I'm better than Magnum anyway.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Doc.
So, Magnum TA is madder about the Russians trying to get the USA belt in 1986 than our fans are about Russia stealing the election in 2016.
Oh, Jesus, here we go with the goddamn political talk. God,
I'm just saying
damn.
That we've gone a long way backwards as a country.
You see, let me say something. You see CM Cepeda on Twitter? You see that, Chris? Yeah, this guy, never mind, I'm not even going to go there. You said you liked him earlier. I'm just going to point that out, Chris. Listen to him right now. But anyway, I'm not going to get into the politics discussion. We're politics-free zone here on BTT. Is that all you got from that promo?
Yeah.
I thought he was effective. Go ahead.
It was meat and potatoes. It was meat and potatoes. He's not wooing. He's not that. But he fires up.
Yeah.
He's perfect for that time, too.
He's perfect for that time, the look and everything, but one of the things that I liked about it a lot was they're still selling that whole deal with the Kremlin. They keep bringing up the goddamn Kremlin.
Yeah.
In 86. Go ahead, Harper.
Like, these assholes know what the fucking Kremlin is.
Oh, no,
they just stole our election, and they still don't know what it is.
Okay.
That's nice.
Okay, you want to get in thoughts about the election. Harper wants to talk about the goddamn statues in New Orleans. I just want to talk wrestling.
Patrons.
Oh, boy. Okay, anyway, so...
Well, hey, this should be our last episode before it's our second quarter patron... what is it you call it? The promo they can cut?
It sure is.
Maybe one of them will grow a dick and cut one on one of us.
What?
You know what? I think that may happen this time. I mean,
yeah, right.
You know, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe some.
They suck.
I mean, okay. Yeah, we. That's real nice of you.
It's a shooting this motherfucker.
That's nice. That's nice. Okay. Anyway, so, but no. I do want to thank the patrons. SV Pajam, Thog94, T-Hog94, Jay Shiny, B. Evans, 5179, Drew Media, Big Rich Sports Beat, T-Steel, Spyboy Sports Cap, Steven CG, Mike Havercroft, Sparks Third Coast, M. Wilson 1175, Voodoo Moon Baby, Frog Zeppelin, K Stone, Lone Wolf, Codeman 822, Adam William, Dan N, Jason, Dan V, David, Wayne G, Twit Dust, Matt, Armando, Cedric Boone, and Marty. Damn, this list is getting long, and I know I missed a couple of new ones. My apologies, but I don't have it in my notes. What?
Are those people?
Those are people.
It just sounds like a bunch of. It sounds like a bunch of shit.
What do you want them to do? Give their goddamn first and last name and damn social security number?
It would help.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What's their blood type?
I need the 3-digit code on the back of that credit card, too.
I want you to go. People go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Please consider signing up and becoming a patron. Hey, there's lower level packages, so to say. I mean, here's the thing. You know, when we did the patrons or the patron deal, it wasn't really for the extra episodes. That just kind of, you know, came with it. As a matter of fact, it's not even on the site that we promise it, but we do them because we want to throw y'all some content that, you know, rewards you for being patrons. But like Doc said, one of the things that we put on there is you get to appear on a show and cut a promo on Doc Turner. So, yes,
but
a name
won't.
Will be – but the last time we didn't. Now, we're only picking one this quarter because we grouped everything together. So, hopefully this person, whoever, will pick and want to cut a promo on Doc because I know I love cutting promos on him daily at work. And
we call
that.
The lowest plan the Dirtbag Special.
He's playing heel, playing heel. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. If you missed that link, it is in the show notes. Just check it out there. And I want to say a special shout out to the Hall of Famers. William Shepard at ShepDaddy32. Marty Howell at MartinHowell71 on Twitter. Tim Morecci at Tim, M-O-R-E-C-I on Twitter. Codeman822, I still don't have your Twitter address if you have one. And then
you say
David
this
DeVries,
every week. That motherfucker ain't sending it.
David DeVries at Unconvinced Ray on Twitter. Go follow our Hall of Famers. And you know what? I do have to put them out there. Godbold Unreal is a recent Hall of Famer as well. Godbold, thank you for all you do for the show. We appreciate it. There you go, Godbold. Special shout out. All right, let's get back to the show.
They're letting everybody in now.
Yeah,
you know,
really,
five Hall of Famers, and that's it at this point. And unless you sign up for that level, you won't be a Hall of Famer. So there's that. Okay. Let's finish things off with this episode. We got a couple of things we got to get to. It is Arn Anderson after Magnum and Arn versus Ronnie Garvin. And I guess I will throw it to you, Doc, to give your thoughts on the match. And then, Harper, you give yours.
Just I don't have a lot here because
it
was awesome. It was awesome. It was a man's match. I thought Garvin sold more for him than I expected him to, but Garvin laid it in on him. Arn's a hell of a seller. Jesus Christ, it's so good. And at the end, when Arn's rolling out of the ring, looking at his watch, going, whoa, how long, you know, just going back to the psychology, he said back in his promo earlier, you got to beat me. So talk about, I don't know if it was actually the 10 minutes. That shit was entertaining as all hell.
Yes. It was a very entertaining match.
A hellified main event for Saturday night.
I was fine with it. But, it wasn't really the main event, but that's neither here nor there.
Sure it was.
Well, okay. Yeah, well. I guess if you want to call it that. So, Harper, what did you have from it?
I love how he fucking worked the clock. It was almost like he was a quarterback that was like kneeling a fucking football down.
He sure did work that son of a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew. I mean, that made him a great heel knowing that, too, if you ask me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was great.
You know, and here's the thing. Ronnie didn't really twist Arn into a pretzel either, but he did lay in some nice chops to Arn. I will say that. Did y'all catch that?
He got him couple of slaps on the chest, and he got him in one hold that it looked like he didn't cinch in like a sugar hold, but it was close, but he didn't, like, lay on him like he could have.
Yeah, I agree. It ended in a time limit draw, but Garvin had him in an abdominal stretch. You know, they break the hole. Rick semi gets involved, I guess you can call it, but other than that, you knew he wasn't going to drop the title, but it didn't take away from the fact that it was a good 10-minute match for TV, and I guess by default would be considered the main event, even though Rick's going to come out shortly.
And for what we see mainly on Saturday nights, this is kick-ass pay-per-view quality right here.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I mean, again, we say it all the time with these. The matches generally aren't the thing. It's the shit talking, and that definitely was the case in this episode. Okay, I'll go on. Paul Jones comes out, and let me just say there's nothing to discuss here. If you haven't listened to Jim Cornette's drive through that dropped on June the 26th when we're recording this, Jim didn't say anything bad about Paul Jones, but he just said he wasn't a good manager. He kind of seconded your thoughts, Doc, where Paul Jones was over in the Mid-Atlantic area as a wrestler. But when it came to managing, that just, you know, we've seen that now for
4 or 5 years. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right off.
Yeah.
It's just it'll put you to sleep.
Fuck yeah, you know, it would.
Yeah, it'll put you to sleep. Rock and Roll Express also cut a promo after Paul Jones. Very quick. It was fine. I didn't have anything from it. Doc, did you have anything from it?
Uh-uh.
No, it was just a little quick promo. Yep.
Yeah, it was barely like 45, 50 seconds, so it was real quick. Mm-hmm. And then we get Ric Flair versus Brody Chase. Rick wins with the figure four. That's that. Doc, anything?
Did you miss the Arn promo after the Arn and Garvin match where he's like sweaty and like, but he still cut a promo?
I had it, but it was like super duper quick. I mean, did you?
It was I don't even think it was 20 seconds.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was like 10-15 seconds at most.
All I wanted to point out was how sweaty and out of gas Arn looked, yet he still wasn't out of breath like Horner.
Oh, well, of course, you know, because Tim Horner, we kick him when he's down all the time. Yeah, I agree.
Man, did you notice when Flair came out how much mouthing off he was doing? Like, he told the ring attendant, are you sure you can handle this belt? He was yelling at people. He was just – he was energized, if you will. He was engaged.
Yeah, he was. Yes.
He was – putting on a show, and he had to a little bit because the two guys before him just beat the piss out of each other, but he's the champ.
Yeah, he had to do something, so I agree.
He had to show out a little bit, and he didn't have another guy on the other side of the ring to go with. It was Brody Chase.
Yeah. Well, we go from that to Corny's back out. We said we wouldn't hold back on Corny promo, so if it plays, here it is.
Lie to him. Lie to him. Hold it back.
Having a little trouble with the network right now, so here it is.
Pretty heavy tennis racket Ricky Morton had when you...
Yes, it was. And just like you just saw the best there is in singles, you saw the best there was in tags earlier today, rock and roll. You can come out here carrying tennis rackets if you want to, but the fact remains that Midnight Express is the best. If you lock me up in a cage or whether you don't, it still don't make any difference. We're going to beat your price.
We got to go. We'll see you next week.
So it was real quick, as I said.
Yeah.
Corny's just out there throwing a fit. I mean, that's all that was to it. So I thought that was good. Doc, what did you have from it?
Just, again, a continuation and a cap of what we had earlier.
Yeah. 100% agree. Harper, anything from you?
It was very, very, very short.
Extremely, extremely short. Good God, it was short. All right, it's time to give out the Rolex. So, man, this was a hell of an episode. Doc, I'll throw it to you first, man. Who gets the Rolex?
Ric Flair.
Okay. I mean, I can't disagree with that. Harper, who gets the Rolex?
I'm giving it to Dusty for telling those fans off.
I got to go Dusty, too, because Dusty told those fans to shut their asses up, and I love that.
Little fat ass.
Yeah, shut your fat ass up. And don't slip on the fact that it's been over an hour since we talked about this earlier in the episode, but Arn called Garvin a pervert and a criminal as well.
I thought real hard about Arn, but Rick was just, I mean, there's so many ways that Rick could have mailed that in and he didn't. So I went with Rick.
Yeah. No. I hear that. So, all right.
And you know who else got serious consideration was Bobby Eaton.
Yeah, even though Bobby didn't talk or anything, man, because Bobby was flying around that ring like a luchador.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, we're going to rate it now. I got to go. I'm going to give this one an A. Doc, what about you?
A plus.
Harper?
I'll give it an A. You had a fucking a title defense. You had Rick. You had fucking Cornette. I mean, it's a win-win-win situation.
They had all the talent was there.
Yeah, Dusty was there. Mm-hmm.
Magnum, they all did something of note. They all did good things. What do you want?
Yeah. Here's the other part too. You can look at that up and down with those promos, and the only ones you truly throw out are Paul Jones and Boogie Woogie Man, and that's it. Everything else, you're like, man, okay. They were on. So, I mean, that's the only reason I didn't give it A+, but that's a hell of an – it's still a hell of an episode.
It was an A for me until Garvin and Arn had the match. And that match, I mean, shit, that's about all you can – it's just like when Garvin and Flair fought. It's about all you can squeeze out of a Saturday night.
Yeah, you can only go so far. That goes to show you why 3 hours is just absurd when it comes to a wrestling
show.
Jesus
Christ, I'm so glad I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, fuck that.
Harper killed me a couple weeks ago. He goes, I haven't watched it in months, and I have no desire to.
Nope.
I have don't care
what happens. Bro, Hulk Hogan can come. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Shit, I have not turned on Raw since last November.
It's awesome.
Since that time, we're almost halfway through the year. Think of all those fat bitches that were like, I'm going to get in shape this year, or new year, new me, and they haven't done anything, and the year's half over. It's been longer than that since I watched Raw.
What about you? Damn. Doc, didn't you say something about your wife was going new year, new me, and going to start a turbo fire or something tomorrow?
I don't even know what that is. Is that eating too much chili?
He's scared. Let me tell you something. He talks all that noise, but he is scared right now because he knows his wife may catch wind of this on the show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you sure. Okay.
I watched about 45 minutes of WrestleMania last April because that's the only 45 minutes I've ever watched of any WrestleMania ever as it was happening. And I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown since last November. It's been great, too. Jesus Christ.
It's liberating, hasn't it? Man.
Notice how much better this podcast is since we stopped talking about that horse shit?
Oh, God, man. I was talking
to... We laugh. We have fun.
I was talking to Hall of Famer Tim Moretti online, and he was like, that company is the shits, man. He's like, nothing they do is good. It's terrible. Yeah.
I guarantee you they've already stolen LeVar Ball's heat, and it ain't even 9 o'clock yet.
Yeah, if you're listening to this after LeVar Ball's appearance, we don't watch Raw, so we just thought it was very amusing that Vince decided to give him a call and call him up and say, hey, come do a segment, you know, because he showed what it was like to cut a promo, and that's that. So, yeah. Hey, I need to tell everyone, please, if you're using Amazon, hopefully – You are using our referral link. Go to tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Use that link. Help support the show. You're not spending any extra money when you use that link. You are spending whatever you would normally spend, except we get a little bit from Amazon when you do use that link. Again, it's in the show notes, but it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon, and we'd appreciate it. I do have I got a promo of the week before we get out of here. You all haven't heard this. A listener sent this to me. His name is Cosmo sent this to me on the Facebook page.
Right.
We'll play that in a minute. I got to tell y'all, it's insane. So y'all ready to hear the promo of the week? That, God, it just...
Cosmo in New Orleans?
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right.
All right, this is Magnum TA And he's going to get attacked by the Andersons. It's up on our Facebook page. It's up on our YouTube page, tinyurl.com/BTTYouTube. Doc and Hopper, pay attention to the words that Magnum uses here. There's two things he says that are going to pop y'all. Here it is.
As we said, it's been a very, very tough week for the former U.S. Heavyweight Champion, Magnum T.A. Magnum, a very popular wrestler, as you know, gets requests from all over, from television station reporters from all over, to talk with him. Was a phone call placed from a television station out of Philadelphia, a request for an interview with Magnum T.A. So one night at an arena, Magnum T.A. granted that request. And they took a look at Magnum T.A. in a dressing room separately, and here's what happened.
Tully Blanchard, it's no new thing to any of the people in Philadelphia what's been going on between you and I. And it's damn good and ready for the time to...
Sorry, cut. I can't do that. We do this one more time.
Sure. Okay, I'm going to stop it for 1 second. That's not what I wanted you to catch. They showed it. They air it where he says, cut. I got to do this again. That's the first thing. But that's not the funny. That's not the funny part. So, here's the rest of it.
Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Tully Blanchard, all the people of Philadelphia know all the things you've done to myself, all the things you've done to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. But it's time for some dues to be paid, some real heavy dues. You've done some things to me that you're going to have to answer for, and Philadelphia's the place you're going to answer for. You know, the U.S. title is very prestigious, and you and I have gone round and round over it. And when we come to Philadelphia this time, there's going to be no mistaking what's going to happen. I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before. I'm coming there to take you out in no uncertain terms. No baby doll at your side. Nobody to run distractions for you. Just you and I in the middle of that square circle, nose to nose, eye to eyeball, getting it on like two men should do. This is professional wrestling. This isn't some game. This is where men are men, and the boys stay on the side and watch what's going on. And Tully Blanchard, you can't run and hide from me anymore. You're going to have to deal with Magnum T.A. All the stuff, all the things you've done are going to come to a head. Philadelphia is going to be the place. What's this?
All right, he gets jumped by the Andersons right there. But he said, I'm going to come on you like no man has come on you before.
Wow. And then they're going to get it on. Which would have been fine if he hadn't just said the first thing. And the real sad part is he cut a decent promo except for the two really bad things he said.
So I got to credit Cosmo on the Facebook page. Cosmo, thank you for sending in the promo of the week. I got to admit, I don't know if I ever remember seeing that one. That was fantastic, man. I'm going to come on you like no man has come on you before.
God damn.
Oh, boy. So there you go. That's that. I want to plug a couple of things. First off, make sure you check out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with the Kingpin, Brian Malonis, and Mike Crockett. Doc Malonis made his, I guess, official ROH debut this weekend, and he's going to be coming up on a July episode of Ring of Honor. So it appears he's going to be doing some stuff with Ring of Honor. We'll have to see, but check out their shows. They do a podcast Monday. You
know, hold on. I'll say this, because Impact has been just drizzling lately, if you know what I mean. I still watch ROH, so I there's things I wish they would do. But of the things I have the exposure to in the current product, I would say that ROH remains my favorite, and probably by a long stretch. And so they got guys I still like watching.
I watch ROH for two reasons. One, it's only an hour a week. It's a breeze to get through. Two, all right, I still write the columns for the Torch, so the hits and misses, but.
How much you get paid for that?
Yeah.
ROH is ROH is, it's not the greatest, but man, it sure beats some of the other stuff that's on TV. And granted, it's been a few weeks since I've watched some of that other stuff, but I gotta say ROH is good. But that's neither here nor there. Look, check out the WPAN, search for WPAN, wherever you get your podcast from, whatever app you use. And again, they do a Sunday show or a Monday morning show, and then a Thursday show. So again, search WPAN, check out the Kingpin and Mike Rocket. They really do some good stuff there. Really, really good. Sometimes they cover the current scene, sometimes not so much, and they talk a little bit of classic stuff and some good stuff, man. I actually listen to their show, and it's one of only a few that I still listen to. And then shout out to Brian Lass and the 605 Super Podcast, as usual. And I think that's almost it. The Facebook page, we already gave that. Twitter, Harper's at CJH. Who dat? I'm at Mike504 Saints. The Twitter page is at BTT_podcast for our full Twitter page. Again, all of the links are in the show notes. Pro Wrestling Tees store. The extra tees that we have on Tee Public are all there. I'm trying to work on some new t-shirt designs. I've gotten some suggestions at Fake Stan Lane. I'm talking to you. And that's all I can really think of. Harper, you got any dates coming up for Wildcat that you know of? No?
No.
I know y'all kind of take a break when you get into July.
Yeah, so it's going to be in September.
Yeah, I figured so much. And, Doc, what about you, man? You got anything else before we get out of here?
No.
Okay. I may throw a promo of the week, another promo of the week at the end of this week's episode. There's a few of them I've been getting on the Facebook page lately, so maybe I'll throw another one at the end. Harper, you got anything before we get out of here?
No, sir.
All right, y'all. Remember, become a patron. That way you can listen to the Buddy Landell episode that we just did, part one, that is out now. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click the Shop Now button and help us out and buy a couple of Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirts from our t-shirt store there. Harper, hit the tagline and get us out of here for this week's episode where we covered NWA WCW from March 1st of 1986.
Book it, bitch.
Welcome to World Class Championship Wrestling from the world famed Sportatorium here in downtown Dallas, Texas, the most famous wrestling arena in the world. We bring you World Class Championship Wrestling. I'm Bill Mercer, and great to have you with us wherever you may be throughout the world.